Okay, we're Simon Samach Alefing. Very enjoyable Simon with a lot of tusifim, but a lot of halacha. Let's review what we spoke about last week. We all know that a woman is married through Kedushin, step one, Nisuin, step two, which today we do together under the chuppah. And Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, we discuss the halachos of the Mishnah Melech and others, if the order is ma'akiv. If you do this chuppah before Nisuin, whether it's ma'akiv, you reverse the order. In the time of Chazal, they did Kedushin first and chuppah second. If you reverse it, so we think, well, who cares if you reverse it? We do care. What happens if somebody got married and then found out that the Kedushin ring was not suitable for some reason? Let's say it was somebody else's ring, or it wasn't worth a puka. So, excuse me, you have to redo the Kedushin. You have to redo the chuppah. It depends on the Mishnah Lamelech, whether the order is back. And then that was the nidain in the Pesachei Tshuva, and the Ribbono Shel Ramban, who said the order was not ma'akiv, which is probably the Ikar LaHalacha, although there was some attack. The second thing we discussed were the five shittas and what chuppah is. The Mechaber, the Sfardim, who go straight with the Rambam shita, always have an easier life, because they just follow the Rambam, and they don't have to with rare exception. And they have one shita that they follow. The Rambam shita is that the yichud room is the chuppah. And until the yichud room, they're not fully married. When they, even though they do use a canopy, like every all of Klal Yisrael, but the canopy is not the chuppah. Until they go to the yichud room, she's only a mekudeshes and not a nesua until the yichud room. So there's not that much of a nafkamina. What are nafkaminas? I mentioned last week, or Bavadio, who holds a woman has to cover her hair right after the chuppah, even before they go home at night, which would mean that a woman would have to have her hair covered during the dancing and all. And Bavadio holds that even a shetel is not good enough. So most kallahs prefer not to have that. So Bavadio made that they do the yichud room after the wedding, after the Suda. How that fits with the bracha, we'll have to deal with. But that's how we set it up. So Mimela, it works out well for that consideration. But anyway, bottom line, there are five shittas Vatskopa. The main topic of discussion is the Rambam shita, that you need a yichud haroi labia. The other four shittas, which the Ashkenazim hold, are the ikar, are either the chuppah itself, the canopy, standing together under canopy, or a badekin, which is another shita, or going home at night, living as husband and wife, or what the Sfardim and the Yekis Anoig is putting a talis over the two of them. Well, for us, the Kenefecha al Amosecha, it says, I think in Rus, you spread your beged over the two of us. So those are the other four shitas. We try to do all five, except the talis that some do, and some do not. So, Shalom Ayisrael.
Redundant of the chuppah, no?
What?
Redundant of the canopy.
Well, the canopy is like a room. It's a yichud she'ein haroi labia. It's considered to be like a room, the canopy. A talis is a baguette over the two of them. But, what? Yeah, that's how I mean yichud haroi labia. The Rambam, the chedi yichud is the Rambam. A private yichud, the yichud haroi labia.
To us, what do we do about covering the hair after chuppah?
So what do we do about covering hair under the chuppah? So, yesh v'yesh. In the yeshiva world, most, but not all, most people are knowing not to cover their hair till after the wedding. They apparently are going with a shita. We're going to get to it here in early, it's actually, but we're going to get to it in Eben Ezer, that as long as she's a basula, we're not makbid to cover the hair. The question is whose shita that is exactly, and whether it's really the right thing. When I learned with Chassanim, and they asked me, I said, if your kala asks you, tell her that until they're married, you go with your father's minhagim and just stick out of the stay out of the controversy. Because if you take it strictly speaking, it seems most Peskim hold she should cover her hair after Yichidru, and the women really don't want to. And at least in America, the custom, if it's called a custom, but the hanhoga is that they don't. And it's you know, it's not a good idea for the chassan to get mixed in. What? The sedum cover. Rabbi Yaakov is makbid on his children or grandchildren also that they should cover. So okay, they are different. Naharu pashtei. Now another major difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and to a certain degree Hasidim, is about a chuppas nida. How strongly to avoid a chuppas nida? Here, the Rambam, the Mechaber, right here in Siman Samech Aleph, the fourth line, Avol of Haisa nida, va'achak kachos lechuppas nisyachadima eino kiyishtay. The Mechaber shita is that if she's a nida, eino kiyishtay. It's not a yichar roi labia, so she's not considered to be his wife for the suah. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch goes on, Ella l'chol dvarim hu adayin karusa b'achshoy sanida. B'yeshayimrim davka liyish loitig b'atei sefes hi adayin karusa. No, it's only the gabi taisis suah, but the gabi suah, but l'chol shay dvarim are you kin the suah. So he brings two opinions. We're going to have in some days that the Mechaber and the Minhag of the Sfaradim is to be very makbid that it not be a chuppas nida. The Gris Moshe is a tshuva. I think it's Siman Tzadik Bey is in the first volume of Evan Ezer. He says not to make a big fuss. If it's a chuppas nida, it's a chuppas nida. It was Yedua in my days when the Chassadim would go ask Rabbi Moshe what to do about a chuppas nida. He would tell people, Nishkeferlach, by me is Geben Hazoy. That's what he told people. That's so terrible, is that way by me. So not everyone considers themselves a Ramosha's Nadrega to take that as a Nechama. And nowadays, that women, for the most part, use contraceptive pills to control the period, it doesn't come up as much. But Hasidim, certain Hasidim, that's why they send out the invitation 2 weeks before. They want to make sure that it's not a chuppas nida. They want to do it without having to take the medication. So they send out at the last minute. What? So Rabbi Vadya has a tshuva in the Abiyai Merchelik Yud, Simin Hay. He quotes Ramosha. Ramosha says not to worry so much. And he says, he disagrees strongly. And he says to make sure it's not a chuppas nida. If it is a chuppas nida, I don't know. I don't know if he have it. I don't know. But he's called Tigris Maisha and says, you know, that's for you guys. That's Ashkenazim. But rather, he doesn't say that. He says Ashkenazim should listen to his father. He always says that. He says, we have it right. So why are you going the other way? But anyway, that's their disagreement. Now, it's interesting. If you turn to the end of Siman Samech Aleph, Sif Beis, we'll come back to Sif Aleph in a minute. See, the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kasha Adavish Leitinasi Ashi Tetar. It's kosher that she should not get married until she goes to the mikvah. Ramah says Ashi Aminik Shloi the Dagdek Ve'ein Mab Tinen Mekavakayim. This is what he says. It's a good idea to tell the chassan before the mikvah that she's a nida. Okay. Look at Ber Heitiv Ches. You're not going to believe it. See Ber Heitiv Ches. Yeah. On the same side, B'Knesset Hagdol Kasev Ashav Da'igin Lisa Dashav Nidais Afil Abilti Haydal LaChassan Shei Nida. He says they're not so backed on this. Miu b'drushes maril kasev im ena tahira enoi magia ba ach midiach be'atzba lipol be'atzba. He's sort of putting on the ring. The maril says, how are you going to put on the ring? You're going to touch her. You're not going to touch her. So he says, but I don't know what that means exactly. Midiach be'atzba lipol be'atzba. I guess you sort of drop it on her finger. And that the Beheita says, anan loy nagin on kain. Ella shachase ba'atzma yidoshe tabas be'etzba. The chassid does put on the rings. Your husband's not allowed to hand things to his wife when she's a nida. He says, kaidim shekitcha betabas le'avishtai. Marasha. Before he lets go of the ring, she's not his wife. He's allowed to hand things to her. Ubiyakit shekitcha betabas. And as soon as he lets go of the ring, so they don't hand things to each other anymore. So b'meila, that's how they put on the ring. Because the segdaila, other bekachem dechsi b'lechupa, afili nida dafka k'sheroitzul lisa achshav v'yevshalol litaher. Because shlo yavru yimei nida v'li libuna. She can't go to the mikvah. Avru yimei nidusav libuna. She's only missing mikvah. Yichayli litvul afli kene eroitzul litvul siba acheres. And the mikvah is getting pushed off for whatever reason. He says that if it's a shasat chak, she can't go to the mikvah, so we make them. But if she could go to the mikvah, she doesn't want to, it's somehow she feels it'll be known, it'll be embarrassing. So he says that there she should not be make them. I've had people ask me what's different if it's a chuppah nida. So the putting on of the ring is the same. The handing of the ksuba, the husband normally hands the ksuba to his wife, the kala. So what you do, if it's a chuppah nida, is whoever reads the ksuba rolls it up and gives it straight to the kala. You don't need eidei mesira, you have eidei chasima. So he rolls it up, and nobody notices, and he rolls it up and hands it to the kala. And the other problem is the yichud room. It can't be a true yichud. So there are different opinions on how to deal with it. You know, the old thing is to hide a child in the closet in the room, which I once saw, but it's a little awkward. But Rav Palma's Meikel, that the Eidei Yichud tell them, they don't lock the door, the Yichud tell them, as soon as the dancers leave, we're opening the door. And so it's not really a private Yichud, and as long as the Yichurum is off to the side somewhere, it's not where everyone's walking back and forth, it's doable that way. So that's the situation of the Chuppah Nida, which, as I said, today, because of the medication that they take, it's much less common than it used to be. Okay, let's turn back to the beginning of the Siman and go move on to the Ramah. Oh, Taz Aleph. Because the beginning of the Ramah. Okay, the beginning of the Ramah is Ayin Le'al Reisim in the Dal, Lema'u Nikra Chuppah. What's called a Chuppah? Okay, on that, Taz Aleph brings he alludes to an interesting Maisa. He says, Tzarchloi Reisim in the Dal, you have that on the bottom? Came out of the copy?
Yes.
The Hainu, Yisham Kasav, Din the Mikri Chuppah. There, Ramah holds, we call a chuppah, Shemabil Chasav Akala, Tachas Yeriah, Hamunachas Al Kulun Sais. We call chuppah a canopy spread over poles, and Kain Adois Yisholem, Mikri Chuppah, Lechol Dover, Hamayol, Machbas Chuppah. Until you're under the canopy, it doesn't count. But like Yeshem, Shehevi, whoever that is, Rabbeinu Mechaber, maybe, Simenun Dalet, Shevi Ramah, Simenun Dalet, is Yeshem in the Ramah, Sheinuma Mikri Chuppah, that the veil is called Chuppah. So is the Chaluki Dais, is the veil the Chuppah, or is the canopy the Chuppah? Yeshem Nafkamina, Shekhsafti, Bi Aradea, Simishim Membe.
The
Badek.
What
happens before the Kiddushin. Oh, so let me talk about that, Taka. We do Rabbi Dekin before the Kiddushin. So remember the Mishnah Melech and Pesach Shuvah Aleph held that you can do it out of order. It doesn't really matter. So Mishnah Melech said you can do Rabbi Dekin first and Kiddushin second. But it's strange. Why would we do it out of order and go into the Machloikis? So the Shuvah Davni Nezer. It fits with the stipler, I think I might have mentioned last week, that chuppah is not a maisa. Kedushin is a maisa. Mekash b'shtar v'biyah v'kesef, it's a maisa kedushin. Chuppah is a matziv. It's being in a yichud room, being under a chuppah, or being badekt. It's not the badekin, it's being badekt. And the Nezer brings a minig, I don't know, by some chassidim, that the chassan doesn't even badek. You ever such a thing? What?
The son don't
look at the badekin. So who badeks? The father of the kala? something like that. The father Kal Badek. So in Sans, that's what they do. So they, the chasmers even do Rabbi Dekin. So what?
The whole thing about Dekin is short, that is,
so the Velt says that you do Badekin because of Lavan. You're afraid your father was Lavan, he's going to switch her on you. So not everyone's chayshid the father-in-law for being Lavan. And that's not really, the Hinumah is for this reason. You can't, yeah, it's usually not an issue. It's usually not an issue, but you're right.
So why would you need Edim for the Yichud Rum and not for the canopy or the...
So what about Edim? So it's Grada Araya, because we have Edei Kedushin. The Edei Kedushin are Edei Chuppa too. They see the Kedushin Tachas HaChuppa. They see the Kedushin on the veil. We're makbid have the veil on at the time. Even those who are makbid, like the Maritz, that the Edim should see the face of the Kala, so they uncover it, but they cover it back. Rishas Kedushin, she's covered. So those Edim see the Hinuma, and Skrada Raya, because Beinainu, we're not knowing to have Edim at the Badek. We have Edim under the Chuppa. So right, Avni Nezer, that it's the Badeking that's the thing.
Be aware that it's hard.
That's preferable, yes, that you be aware it's hard. Now, in Bnei Brak, I was once Edei Kiddushin at a wedding in Bnei Brak. Rav Nosson Gestetner was the Masada Kiddushin, and I had the schluss to be Edei Kiddushin together with Rav Galil Rabinovich. So I had the schluss of being the Edei Yichud. We were Edim for five things. So you get Edis, you get five. The Machmer and Strelt have the same. So we're Edim for the Tanoim. They told us to be Edei Eksuba, Edei Badekin, Edei Kiddushin, and Edei Yichud. And Yichud, I enjoyed it. I had him to myself. You know, he's just a molly, the goddish person. So you see, Edim for five. But here they have Edim Badekin. You go to the Badekin, and you watch the Kala being Badekt. That's part of the Seda Advarim in the Bnei Brak.
By Rifka,
she did it to beat Snua. I don't know if she did the Badekin. She covered her own.
Don't you have a photo ID?
How do
you know that that's the
right Kala? I don't have to know it's the right Kala. I don't know this is the Kala. Later, I say, hey, if I see Reuven kill Shimon, I say, Reuven, before you kill him, give me a photo ID. I look at his face. I made this on his face.
If this is the first time you're seeing her.
I don't have to know who she is. I don't have to know her name. I know her face. She's the Aiden. She's the one. Even if he's not there, I'm only saying that this woman was Badek. If this is not the one you married, so I'll say this was a different one. Yeah. The problem is the ladies have so many faces, like how are you supposed to recognize them later? But
my daughter's wedding, Rabbi Schleichinger told me to appoint someone for a date for the...
Edei Badekin? Oh, really? Okay, you're Edei Badekin. So we have so many candidates. But you're two Edei Badekin, I hope.
One of them was there, one of them was parking, so... So that took a long time.
Okay, so the Taz sends you to your Adair Simishin Membeis, which is an interesting tumult. It's one of those long Taz, and every once in a while the Taz sticks in a tshuva in the middle of his pirish. So I'm reading to you, it's not in your photostats. It's on the bottom, he says, look what I wrote in Shimon Beis. So I listened to him, I looked what he wrote in Shimon Beis. He brings a maisa. In Shimon Beis, Maisa Ira, the Besula Shanisis Blel Shabbos, Badele Nibala. She got married Friday night. For whatever reason, they couldn't consummate the marriage Friday night. Ubiyama Shabbos Maisa Ima Shalakala. And she became an Avela on Shabbos by day. Nishalti Kadas Malasa is Bavela Stida. To the case over here where you push off the shiva and you finish it. Now it's a very long taz. It's hard for me to read the whole taz. It wouldn't go over. You wouldn't be able to keep with it. So I read the Berhetav's abridged version. Berhetav there says, "Ma'isi b'sulish nisbal Shabbos adag le'nibalam shas meisa ima shokala nishalti kedas malas es bavelus tada." So he said,
there's no available Shabbos. Every she can consummate it on Shabbos,
noted these are the Dorish of Bitsina Nagan Shabbos. Avela Sisna Bitsina, Bias Asata Shiva. So he said, I can't let you tear a libel, Elm Shabsida the Suda. The whole Sirging Subis, with their matter to Machnisa Sames Lechedev, as a Chasam Akal Chupa, is to save the Hepsid of the meal. It's a big Hepsid of the meal, so they were Makel. But here, Kvar Nasis HaChupa, the Chupa was already made, and the Suda, and Kam Seda. Shumla Yechinu Sheinis. I came also libo, and he says Tashmishit Mita also gam kaidin kavura, and Mamela he says that they have to do the heter of the Gemara. Mishum say that the Suda doesn't apply. But that part of the Taz is not they're not the controversy. Bedrisha brings another story. The Drisha brings a Maisa where they did the Badekin earlier in the day. And at night they were going for the chuppah, for the whole kedushin and the chuppah. As you know, in Europe even today they do two steps. I was at a wedding in Europe a couple of times. They have in the afternoon. They have kedushin in the afternoon and everything else at night. Yeah, they did the chuppah. The drisha brings the minig. They did only the badekin by day. The language of the drisha is that they did only the badekin. He says, listen to what he says. I don't know how they did this. Masha Machasim Roisha Kala B'Shachris. By Shachris, they did Badekin. And then later they did the Chuppah. So they're only Badekin first. So he said, Masha Machasim Roisha Kala B'Shachris Mikri Chuppah. Nearly, the Drisha says, Lismech hazeh, im chalila ira avelus, l'chosan il'kala, achishe kisu roish ha'kala, deitzich lifsek shivis yimei ha'mishnah, alakavir ha'meis, miyad, v'nitchu shivis yimei avelus. He says, the badekin alone is good enough for the she's married. What does that mean? You did the badekin in the morning, you can do anything else, just badekin, no canopy. And the Drisha says, well, there's a shita that's chuppah, it's good enough. She's already, once the Yom Tiv Didah, the Shivis Yimei HaMishnah started, so the Avelus gets pushed off and she has Shivis Yimei HaMishnah. So he said, Badekin is enough.
So when does she start the Shiva?
After the Shivis Yimei HaMishnah. The Shivis Yimei HaMishnah, and then you do Shivis Yimei, they bury, but you do Shivis Yimei Avelus afterwards. That was the Drisha's psak. So the Taz goes to town on the Drisha. One thing he says is, how do you know that we pass in Badekin? He says, HaKosav Ramah, Bebenezer, Dundal, Minig Beinein, Likre Sachupa, Dafka Hayiriya, Isakun Sois. He says, first of all, that's not Ashkenaz Minig. The Ashkenaz Minig is the canopy. And listen to what he says. It's hard to believe these words. Harbe pa'amim onu rayin. You see, many, many times, shemisalkan nudainis achasin achar kisei hahinuma. Between the badekin and the chuppah, very often they get into a fight about the naden, and they pull back from the naden. Can you believe such a thing? He says, harbe pa'amim onu rayin shemisalkan nudainis achasin achar kisei hahinuma. V'imei misalkan I say karai. Chassan says, if you don't agree, I'm going to go take a hike. That's what he's saying. They did the Badekin. And before the chuppah, they changed the Nadin. And the Chassan says, if you don't listen to me, I'm going home. Harbe Palmin, I can't believe this. What? Like the Suvalo Rebbe Betigra. But between the Badekin and the chuppah, I don't. He says you don't need a get. That's his raya. But that is nothing. And then he asks, really the strongest kasha. He says this is a mardechai. The Jewish is a mardechai. He says in those days they did kedushin, and a few months later they got married. So they did the badekin. Come here, badekin is chuppah. He says bizman hazeh, we do badekin before we even do kedushin. So how in the world could the Badekin count for anything before the Kedushin? Uh-huh. Even if we say, like the Mishlo Melech, that the order is not ma'akiv, it means if you did it first, then Bishas Kedushin, she's a Nesua. So he's, and maybe the Jewish story was someone who did the Kedushin months before, I don't know. So he gets in, he argues very strongly, and that's what he's referring to here. He says the fact that the canopy is the chuppah, not the badekin, means that after the badekin, in such a case, Rahman al-Islam, where it's Mesa, there's an avelos, she's not already considered to be married. So, alright, this is the, like the strange, you know, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, to say that Harbe Pa'amim, they get into a fight in between. I don't know. It's, Baruch Hashem, at least something, the world got better, you know, like the Nazis. I'll tell you Rabowski's story with his great uncle. Remember the story?
The
fight, Rabowski. Rabowski was mole stories he didn't realize. I once came, Rabowski called the meeting of all the rebellion. So who comes on time? Only me, right? So I come into his room. I'm the only one there. He says, I'll tell you a story. It's incredible. I forgot the name. He said he had a great uncle. That was the pipe. Was the great uncle who was the Rav. It was the Pesach in their town. And there was a wedding. He said his great uncle's wife, the sisters, were making a wedding. And that's Rabowski's great-great-grandmother was getting married. And they made up a nod. And Rabowski, he told stories very poetically. He said how they stood, and they were ready. He said the fiddlers took out their fiddles, and the waiters set the tables, and the cook put the chicken in the oven, and they're standing on the road looking for the chassan to come. Finally, he's coming, he comes. And the mother of the kala says, okay, where's the money? He said, don't worry, we have the money, we just left it home. We'll bring it tomorrow. And she says, nothing doing. We made up a nan, we're not doing it. And everyone's trying to convince her to not make a scene at the wedding. And she says, no, we made up. So Belsky tells me, the fiddlers start putting away the fiddles, and the cook takes the chicken out of the oven, and the waiters start taking apart the tables. And so finally, someone goes over to the woman and says to her, you know, all your shyness, you ask your brother. He's the Pesach. Go ask your brother. He told me the brother only came for dancing to weddings. He didn't go to chuppahs. He sat in love. So Belsky says, okay. So they go to the brother. He starts describing how the brother's smoking his pipe and listening. So the point he made is the chachma he had, this man. He says to her, you're 100% right. By Yidden, we have a way of dealing with it. Call me into Eidim. He takes out a piece of parchment. He says, we write shtoris for this. They can't get away with this. And they call in two Eidim, and the father of the chassan, and he writes a shtar that they owe the money, and they sign it. And she's glowing. Everyone says she's wrong. Now he says she's right. And they write up a whole shtar, and says, okay, now you can go to the chuppah. So they went to the chuppah. Rabowski said that during the dancing, so someone came to pick him up, so he put down his pipe. He went to dance. He comes back, his pipe, so they only had candles burning. So Rabowski says, you can't light a pipe with a candle, right? He said, why not? You can light a cigarette with a candle. He says, don't you know, in order to light a pipe, you have to tilt it. The wax is going to get into the tobacco. You can't light a pipe with a candle. So he was looking for something, so he took the shtar, rolled it up, stuck it in the fire, and stuck it in his pipe, and he lit his pipe. So he says, someone said to him, what are you doing? That's the shtar. He said, the shtar accomplished his purpose already. You don't need it. Isn't that a great story? Rabowski told me the first thing you do when someone is wrong is you tell the person, you're right. And then you do what you got to do. So I asked his children, I asked if they ever heard the story from him. Most of them hadn't heard it. One of his daughters told me she heard it. Anyway, getting back here. So that's the Drisha, and that's the Taz, and that's, I guess, sort of an afternoon. Okay, let's move on to the second line of the Ramah. It's still the first line. Tzricha liftav tzuva kaidem ha-chopah, deshi ha-chopah ha-ray levim. A very important line. The tzuva has to be written before the chopah. Kadeshi ha-chopah ha-ray levim. Now keep in mind, what's he saying? it's aser midrabanan for a man to live with his wife without a ksuba. Even if you marry 50 years. If the ksuba gets lost, it's aser, that's not a different svar than Ashkenazim. That's, that it's aser for a man to live with his wife unless they have ishtar ksuba. And it happens to me like once a year that somebody comes, they lost the ksuba, there's a nusach of a ksuba derechasa, which is written to replace the lost ksuba. So you have to have a ksuva in order to be bayo. So now, if you're going to do a yichud room without a ksuva, it's a yichud shein roi labia. So therefore, the ksuva has to be done beforehand, which is what we do. We all write the ksuva and hand it under the chuppah, and we make it be a yichud roi labia, and we have to have the ksuva for the yichud. The Gron Beis says, haramam l'shitasa. Right, the grub base around the shitase. Why?
The ksuba doesn't have to be in the
It doesn't. The ksuba doesn't have to be there. It has to be under our control. Right. So usually this is some other. And now you don't need this according to the Ramah. A canopy doesn't have to be roy labia, and a bedekin doesn't have to be roy labia. The Rambam shitari, you need yichud roy labia, so you have to have a ksuba. Otherwise it doesn't work. When is it a nafkamina? When they find a mistake, it happens. They find a mistake, they're reading the ksuba under the chuppah, and they find a mistake in the shtar. So they have to rewrite it. So usually you don't shtar the whole chuppah, you keep on going, you do the sheva brachas, and the Masala Kedushin takes the ksuba, and he goes to redo the ksuba. And so what I try to do is to make sure it's all done before they get to the ichud room. When there's a mistake, when I make the mistake, it's I once had a ksuba that somebody signed, and someone grabbed it from the shul, and he signed his father's name. I used to write into, let's say his name was Avram ben Yitzchak, whatever, Yaakov ben Yitzchak, he signed Yitzchak ben Avram. So they're reading it under the chuppah, and it's not his name. And I go, he said, I don't know what got into me. He signed his father's name. So we did it over. The nidin is, do you have to have it before the yichud room? So for Ashkenazim, it's not so important, because it's a problem with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is you have to have the ksuba. Now it's true that the Ramah says, tzricha lichtav haksuba kaida b'chur she'e haroi labia, but he's saying it like the Rambam. And he says, going on to the next page, says light, not like the Rambam. This the Rishayim will hold that chuppah is neither have a chuppah, if he shayna roi labia, who had dinam like kasev ksuva, b'kalkem daigin lechatchila lichtayv kaidem lechein. So therefore, that's our name. That we try to be makbid to write the ksuba. The shayla is, if you don't have a ksuba, does the Rambam hold your aser be yichud? Or does he hold it just doesn't work, it's just not a yichud or labia? You follow the question? Does the Rambam says you have to have, in order to do a yichud or labia, you have to have a ksuba. Does the Rambam hold that if you don't have a ksuba, you also be yichud?
So it's either nothing or something?
Or you could do yichud, but it just doesn't work. There's nafkamina. What happens if today, somebody's married, they're married 25 years, she lost the ksuba. And from those who follow the Rambam, from the Bnei Sfarad, are they also be yichud now, the husband and wife, till they get a ksuba? Look, if somebody comes to me, my wife lost the ksuba, so I tell them, you're also betashmish. You're only married 25 years. You're also betashmish, so you have a ksuba, that's for sure. That's for everybody. The question is, what about the issa yichud? So in Simon Samach Vav, which is the first line of Hilchus Ksubis, it says, the Mechaber says, he says it's aser to be miyachid the kala before they write a ksuba. The Ramah says yesh makilim, because the Ramah holds you don't need it for elabia. The Mechaber says aser siyachid makala kaidim laksuba. That sounds like there's an issu yichud. It's an issu yichud.
No, issu of the miyachid or the isha nida.
So Isha Nida, there's no Issa. Because
passed
it's already. It's very past Pesach. So, but here the question is, there was a Takana de Rabbanan. It's not Zeri Maitubia, yeah, past Pesach. It's that they didn't want a husband living in his wife without a. So the Chalkas Machaikat brings the Bakas of Sharambam Digdek Belashaynai. The Rambam was very careful in his Lashon. Like Kasav Shesh Issa Bedavar, Rak Kasav Tzarch Lichtek Suva, Kaidim Knisa Lachopa, Bakach Yia Mutter Bishta, Mashish Lachatchila Tzarch Lassus Kain, Aval Issa Mamish Lashamano Biyichud. So the Bach disagrees. He says, Issa Mamish in Yichud, no. But the Mesiasis said, Asla Siachin. The Medaikin is Lashon. Asla Siachin imakala Kaidishil Lachsuva. Doesn't say Oslus Yachidim Ishtai. It seems that the Issa is Dafka Kala and not Ishtai. There are some Achrainim who are Machmir, but like I said, the Bach, Aksmoga Beishmol bring the Bach, is Mekel. Plus, the Sefer HaMakna makes this Diuk in Akala, Lafuke, in anybody else. So for Bnei Ashkenaz, for sure Yichud is Motiv. For Bnei Svarad, I think the Chalukah day. The truth is, you have to know what the Gedolei Svarad paskin. If there's an issue,
you have to have Eidim also.
Yeah, you have to have Eidim. And the rewriting, we don't just write a new ksuba. Ksuba the Erfasa. Ksuba says there was a ksuba written on this day in this place, and it was lost. That's called the ksuba the Erfasa. Now you have to know that there's a way out. What happens if someone lost his ksuba? And let's say it's Shabbos. He can't write a new ksuba. And he wants to be with his wife. He wants to be mutter to his wife. But he doesn't have a ksuba. So there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is to be makna to her, a mashkin, connected the value of the ksuba. To be makna, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to do kinyonim for tzarki Shabbos. The Mordechai says that if you have untitled kalim, you can be makna to a guy. I don't do kinyonim on Shabbos. He says for tzarki Shabbos, kinyonim on mutter. So the Eitzah would be to be makna to her something of value that she doesn't already own. And you makna to her, so then you could, is there anything that your wife doesn't own that you own that has value? What? So how much is the value of the ksuba? It's a separate arichus. The value of a ksuba, when I was eating ksuba by Rabbi Stettner, The chassan asked, when he did a kiyah at the ksuba, the chassan asked Rav Gishtetna, how much is the ksuba worth? So he said, something that's a shirt, it's hard to know exactly, somewhere between $500 and $1,000. Manageable, right? What Ramesha Shita is that it's 100 pounds of silver, is my name, which is significantly more than that. How much is 100 pounds of silver? Years ago, it was $20,000, I think. I don't know what the exact value is today. But that's Ramesh's estimation. But it's Ramesh's sheet. He's pounds. An ounce of silver is what, about 10, 12, 16 million? 60,000 ounces. Okay, it's a troy ounce. It's slightly more than an ounce. It's an ounce. An ounce times 16. So 16 times 16. $22 an ounce? At $20 an ounce, it would be $320 a pound. Right? Okay. 320 times 100 is $32,000. Okay, so years ago it was $20,000. At any rate, if they have a wrong date, it depends. A wrong date, the halacha is, it depends how it's, if it's a shtar mugdam, it's possible. Shtar mocher, it's kosher. And shtar mugdam? No, shtar mugdam, you can't fix it. I don't think you can. What? Yeah, it's a problem. So, okay, let's move on to the next rabbah.
The most common case is
Kasher
Shabbos,
sometimes
sweep in the house, fire in the house, something like that.
The fire and the ksuba gets destroyed. Yeah, it gets lost for a lot of simpler reasons. I don't know. My daughter, after she got married, they went to Eretz Yisrael. She took her ksuba in my drawer. It's still in my desk drawer. I wonder if she remembers where she put it. It's still there. I don't know.
She has to know where it is.
Well, she has to know who has access to it. If she knows, my mother has it. It's gonna, yeah. Now, it gets a little stranger and stranger. Look at the next line of the Ramah.
So in other words, you put in a safe, leave it there.
You put in a safe, leave it there. Okay. Next case, second line. Now, you read this case, you think it's never going to happen, but we'll see. There's a little pisui tshuva on this. So, halt kaf, because there's lomdus to it, besides the fact that it's not such a tasteful Ramah, the case, this is a tshuva of the Rosh. Let's learn the Ramah, and the tshuva of the Rosh is brought, I think, in the Taz. So, listen. Isha chaylanis, chaylas maves. You have a woman, she's between kedushin and nisuin, or between engagement and nisuin. The Ramah, the second, third line. Isha chaylanis, chaylas maves. The woman is dying. Afa pisha nichnasa im amita tachas hachupa. They take her with the hospital bed, under the chupa, to get married. Why? Kadesh Yersheva, so the husband can yashin her. That's why they're doing it. Kadesh Yersheva Baila. Ain't a chuppah klal. That's not a chuppah. Ain't a real klal labia. Ain't Baila Yarsha. He doesn't say it's Muslim, it doesn't work. He says that's totally not Roy labia. It sounds like it's worse than Nida. So he had a case. Now, the Maisa Shahaya was a Chuva Sarash. And the story was this. A man gave his daughter money for a nap. And when she gets married, it goes to the husband. And he said, if she never gets married, the money goes to the Tehegdish, means it's stuck, I guess. That's what he said. So this woman has a man she really wants to marry. It's not a fake marriage, right? So she likes him. And now suddenly she's chayli chalas malas. She wants her husband to get her fiancé to get the money rather than tzedakah. So she said, let's do a quick chuppah. Let's do a quick chuppah. Says they brought the bed to the chuppah. They should have brought the chuppah to the bed, no?
Yeah. Have a canopy bed, don't bring anything.
A canopy bed. I know a maisa once with... I know a maisa with an aguna who Ramesha orchestrated a whole shtick to get her a get. And Ramesha told her, Bishas Maisa, that when you remarry, I should be Misad Kedushin, because the husband is going to say it was a get Musa, he's going to make a tumult, so he says I should be Misad Kedushin. The day of their marriage, Ramesha was in bed, he had on his back, I forgot what it's called.
Sciatica.
He had terrible sciatica and he was in bed. So he told them the wedding was that night. He said, come to me in the middle of the day. We're going to do a chuppah in my bedroom. We're going to put a canopy over the bed. And I'm going to do a chuppah in the bedroom. Now the kicker of the story is it was a family I knew. So they called my wife if I want to be one of the 10 people. They need 10 people for the chuppah. If I want to be one of the 10. So my wife said, no, my husband's a middle of Seder. He's not about to say that anything. She thought there were no cell phones then, right? So I came home, she tells me this. I tell you, it was a shalom bias to say. You know, I'm going to tell her, if it ever happens again, call me. You know, it would have been something to see, your emotion, the bed, the chuppah. But I missed the show. I missed it. But Ramesh did. He did a chuppah there under the bed. And this goes back.
Why was there no occasion before this?
What?
Where?
Maisa Shahaya. The Rosh doesn't hold like the Rambam. This is Shuvah Sarash. The Rosh holds like the Rambam.
Not the cloud. But it's continued.
Probably she's Roy Labia. You mean, does it have to be she's forever Roy and not Roy?
Okay. What happened now?
So let's look at the test.
The Corona. Sometimes you can't get Corona.
Yeah.
Just
the
day of the
chuppah.
What happens then?
She's Roy Labia. She's Roy Labia. We'll also get Corona, the young people. Okay, let's see the Taz. He brings the Chuvah Sarash. Everyone on the page tumbles about this. But the Taz brings the Losh and the Kitzur. The Chesed Lev Shon bring it more complicated. Taz Beis. He says, Zeh Hetik Mitchuvah Sarash Klal Nundala Zeh L'Shayne. He's going to bring the Rosh and be done. He's a very big Chiddush. That if you don't need chuppah yichra roi labia, that a sick person that's not a chuppah. It says the following: Ruvein cholak nechosav, Ruvein who died gave out his money. Veniach karkel in udaisa, he gave real estate for a nadin. B'tnaish and Thomas kaidim nisuin she yishar karka hegdish. So this is the father who is no longer in this world, Before he died, he gave karka for the Naden, but if the daughter dies unmarried, it goes to Hegdish. The chos of chaylas mavis. In order to prevent the money from falling, the land from falling to Hegdish, hochul kareveha v'yishivua v'mita. Her relatives went, they put her into a bed, b'cholya, tachas hachopa, im echad mikareveha, ba'osu zayin detaz, to resolve. Osu zayin brachis, k'desh yishenu, u'meisa m'chayli zeh. And she did die, and he never touched her. The nearest of the rush, lo yirishana, it doesn't work. Two reasons. Kimish lohaisa rui labia. Kamei b'nisachopah pirsanida. Here the rush says, it's like pirsanida. That's not a chuppah. That's what the shayel told the rush. Now right away, when you're talking about, the rush doesn't hold like the Rambam. So hold on. Then I told the rush. Heishav a rush, ain't by sechuppah klum. Chadash lohaisa rui labia. Kamei shakasafti. It should come off top, probably. Like you said, it's not Roy Labia, but oh, the second reason. He says, what kind of shtick is this? As Lila Basa Umdina Das Ruvein, Ruvein is the father, we go according to what the father really meant. Sherat Salasi's table in Nishmasa, Ilit Nela Hegdish. He wanted to have his schluss to give it to Hegdish. Vela Yishu Yarshav, and not to the Yarshav Shiyashin. Rakshayer Kadesh Tina Sebitai. If his daughter will get married, so he'll give it over. He certainly didn't mean that, you know, he didn't want to go to his descendants. He certainly didn't want to go to a stranger. Hilkach, therefore, umdana demuchachu, it's a clear umdana, vakarka hi hegdish ad kan l'shayne. The Rosh paskin two things.
What were they trying to do?
They wanted it shouldn't go to hegdish.
So the daughter should be
Moirish,
and
likely Moirish
the daughter?
No, that the husband will get it as his matter.
They were his krovim, the father's krovim.
Well, the father's krovim were happy it should go, go to him.
To him?
That's the pashas, it should go to him. And
maybe they wanted her, they
take
it out of
Hector,
maybe she should be...
I don't want to confuse the issue. There was a takana that any nadin given to a husband, if the marriage doesn't last a year, it goes to the Yarsh instead. There was such a takan. It could be that that's what the Rosh meant, then it should go to her Yarshin. But the point is to be mafkiyat from Hegdish. So the Rosh said, first of all, it's a yichud that's not Roy Labia. And second of all, that's not what the father meant. The father didn't mean to do shtick. The father meant to do it in a glata eifin, to do it the right way. So the Taz, the Chalkas, the Bishmol all ask that the Rosh doesn't hold the chuppah's need is not a chuppah. The Omatmiya, so they write Chazabai, when he wrote the Tshuvas earlier. And Chazabai, the whole thing shouldn't work, and therefore, there's you can see it's a long Taz and a long, let's just learn the first words. If the Akan Lashayne on the fifth line, there's a quote of the Rosh, Hai Kamash Ksafti, Hainu Mitama Shayel Shekosav Kane. Like Mashka Safta. Avaloi Mamish Kava say, Dila Shal Kosavi Kanida Zaina Laharash. Yusriele Chuppas Nida Hava Chuppali Yershek, Kamashka Stovish Maisim in Zen. Ela Kocha Haras Firele, the Zugora Menida, the Benida Akapana Daite Lavi Ala Achasha Tatire, Azamri the Shapi the Chuppa Kaina. So here he's saying a Chiddush, that the Rambam says he needed Yichar Roy Labia. The other Rishayim hold, you don't need a Richad Aray Labia, but it has to be a Yichud that's going to end up with Bia. There's a player that ends up with Bia. Potential Bia. But where she's not going to live, so then it doesn't apply. And it's pushback there. Those who say, Rav Chaylam L'chaim, that he was hoping to be able to be by Alar. So there's a disagreement. Now if you turn back, there's a very long Pisrei Tshuva on it. He goes back and forth on whether we pass him like this. He brings the Chacham Tzvi, who weighed in on it. The Chacham Tzvi begins at the end of the narrow lines. It says, "Ayin Chacham Tzvi Zchavdal Shatom Al Rama." It's enough just to see he was Matvian de Rama. And then in 3, 4, 5, in the seventh wide line, he brings a Meisim. This Kosavoy. This is still the Chacham Tzvi talking, I believe. You see in the Pesachei Tshuva, the seventh wide line. Zokin Echad, it's a fascinating story. is an old man. Hayo ben chayreg me ishte shnia. He had a stepson from his second wife. Gam hayo ben ishte rishayna. And he also had a number of children from his natural children from his first wife. Uleben agolv l'didei hayabas. He had a granddaughter, harayi nasei. See here, he had a granddaughter of marriageable age. V'rotza v'takonis bas benoi. He wanted to do something for his granddaughter. V'avshokar al-takonis ishtai, shloi tehei kizara b'tav beisai. If they leave, she shouldn't be a stranger in the house. So this father, who was her grandfather, came to her rav. Vasa, that stands for Kinyan Agav Sudur. Kinyan Gomer Agav Sudur. He did a Kinyan, Me'achshav, a gift from now. Nosim b'matona lehazug. Now they got engaged. Hainu bas benoi ben achayrek. His stepson from his second wife and his daughter, granddaughter from his first wife, they're not related. So they got engaged to get married. So he has a granddaughter getting married to his stepson. He gave his chatzi beisai. He is under Daniel Abbas Benoy. So he gave it as a gift. It's a lot of money. I don't know how much money it was, but it was chatzi beisai. So here he's got his sons who want to get a Yerusha. He's got his granddaughter and stepson. V'hisni made it tonight. Lo yugmer akinyin at shiyavi azoganali de nisuin. It doesn't go to them until they get married, nisuin. V'davka im zehabacher. V'davka, she marries this stepson. Apizeh nasa shidduch. Achaz man shovek hazokin chayim. What's that, l'chol chay? Zokin chayim le... Anyway, he left this world. Now, b'giyah tur nisuin. So now they're ready to get married. The stepson with the granddaughter. Chola hachosin eskoliyai v'nafal l'mishkav. He's dying. Bavia Kala Nisyore Penyamas Achasin. Why was he afraid the Chasin's going to die? Money. Mizbatel Hamatana. Tipol Naklof Ne Kalechav. Here's a Dover Aleva, Ledaber Aleva Chasin. She is Chazik Vieserais. He should strengthen himself. Ach Lelech, enough to go Lamakim Chupa, Vachasin Mesak Nasa, Lingmar Nisuin, Vachay Nasa. Fascinating, these things. You can't even make it up. It sounds strange, but it's a Maisin Shahaya. He died after that chup. Initial imu b'day malam avur hachabisha chalanis. Here, the chasin was the one that was sick. Is it the same as this Ramah? That doesn't work. V'hei shivani paskin l'chayra b'vadei u'dayma. You can't let me increase that chupa klal. It's a fake chupa. The first reason of the rush, that's chupas nida, he regretted, he changed that. Since the man had already died, and therefore, then they could say kimli. There's a rule in Chayshe Mishpat that the Mosek could say Kinli. Kinli means if something is a Shaila, you can't go dig up a Rishon in the Torah. But even Shulchan Aruch, there are two Shitas, either in the Mechaber Amah or in the Ketzos Nesivos, somebody with the main Mefarshim, the Mosek could say Kinli like this Shita. Kinli, it doesn't mean I'm a Lamdin and I hold like that Shita. It means I want you to pass it to me like this Shita. The Mosek has a right. The Chacham Tzvi said that he has a right to say kinli that a yich general abiyah is not when they're married, and a meila it's ice. Akoponim, this is the tumbling. I mean, Hashem, I don't think it comes lemaisa too often, but this is the tumbling in the whole thing. I think the hashkaf of the rush that you can't take letters words of an agreement and say I'm doing technically what it says, but it's clearly not the intention of the person writing it. That doesn't work in Dine Mominis. I think it's an important idea. And it's a basic idea that we go basa umdina, but people tell me they buy shirts online and it says you can return it for any reason within 6 months. So they wear it for 5 months and they send it back. So they have a rotating fresh new shirts all the time. So, I don't know, to me that's Geneva. They don't mean you should buy it in order to return it after 5 months. It's a very strange thing. So they say, well, that's what it says. That's not the intention. So you see that from the Rosh. The Rosh says if it's not the intention, that you can't do. So we move on with the Ramah, piece by piece. Everything is very interesting. Here's the next piece. Fourth line, fifth line. Kotzel l'chuppah, v'lei berech birchas chasanim, ha'v'chuppah gemura. Now let me tell you, under the chuppah we have sheva brachas. That's called birchas erusin. That's the bracha of the kedushin. It's not what we're talking about here. Tov birchas chasanim. Birchas chasanim is the Masada the kedushin's bracha. If they did a wedding and they didn't do Birchas Chasanim, have a chuppah gemura, the eina brachas ma'akvois u'mevorech acha kama yomim. Fascinating. You have a wedding, they didn't do the Siddur Kedushin bracha. So they get married, they're fully married, and then they do it later. They do it later.
So
he gave the ring, Kedushin for sure, but even the suin, then the suin is in the suin. So what we're saying here is that brachas are not ma'akiv. I think he uses that lashon. The ena brachas ma'akvis. The bracha of chasanim is not ma'akiv. Even though the lashon is kalabli bracha, asur leba. The Siddur Kedushin bracha. Right. For sure not ma'akiv. Yeah. Well, it wasn't even done together in certain times. And the Sheva bracha is certainly not ma'akiv. But even the Birchas Chuppah is not ma'akev. So I want to tell you. Reading is certainly not ma'akev. Right? You have to have ksuba, but reading it is not ma'akev. And even if you don't have ksuba, they're married, they just need ksuba. Now, we're going to deal with Birchas Chasanim and Simas Samach Beis. I just saw years ago, there's a Stechemet. The Maran Bokhar Stechemet is in the fifth volume, page 270. This Chemet writes, he was at a wedding of an Alman. He writes probably Alman because it was a small wedding. If it was freezing, and there was no minyan. No 10 men showed up for the wedding. So Birchas Chasanim needs 10. Where do you know that from?
Bayaz.
From Bayaz, it says he called 10 people together. So they were out there at the wedding, and there were no 10 people. And why they couldn't call somebody, I don't know the story, but he writes, there were no 10 people. So he told them, no chuppah tonight. You have to push off the wedding. Maybe the kedushin, I don't know. But he said, no chuppah tonight. He writes, he went home after the story, and he was married into the sugya, and he saw he was wrong. He saw he was wrong, even like the Beis Yosef. In other words, he was saying, according to the Beis Yosef Shita, he says that Asara Ma'akvin by Birchas Chasanim, which we're going to have later, he said he was wrong. 10 is Ma'akid for Birchas Chasanim, but Birchas Chasanim is not Ma'akid for Chuppah. What do you do if someone lives in a city, there are no 10 from people, there are no 10 kashala ksherim, or no 10 yidden there? So you can never get married? How did Yosef get married in Mitzrayim? If you have to have 10 people, how do you do it? So the Stechemet writes three tzerufim. One is, he said, Beis Yosef only says 10 is ma'akiv de bracha. He doesn't say 10 is ma'akiv de chuppah. Number two, he says, le'gara mipilegesh. He says, no worse, let him do a chuppah. But then now we got bracha anyway. Have a mind, if it doesn't work, it's chuppah, or if it tastes tilagesh, and he still wants it.
Two edim,
presumably they don't need it, but okay, that they had.
Plagish doesn't get a ksuba.
And what?
Plagish doesn't get a ksuba.
Plagish doesn't get a ksuba, okay. The third thing, he brings a Ben Ishchai in Shoiftim Oisio Dalid, who writes about a city without a minion. See, he writes that they should get married, and when they get a minyan together, they should do, even after a long time, they should, when they get a minyan together, they should do the bracha. It says kala b'loi bracha asur l'bay l'kanida. It says kala b'loi bracha means kala b'loi chuppah. And bracha is a language for kala b'loi chuppah asur l'bay l'. And then the Ben Ishchai writes a chiddush. He says maybe without minyan is makif is sheva brachas. But bracha achrita, but he says, it's funny because he says the bracha achrita you could say that's rather not Birchas Chasanim, so I don't know what he gains, but he says that'll satisfy the language. The question is, how long could you do the bracha? You have a couple that got married and And let's say there was no bracha by a friar rabbi once upon a time, which doesn't count. How long could you do it?
As long as they're married.
So it's interesting that Machna declares how long you get married. So I'd like to quote the Brich Hassanim. The Brich Hassanim, not the Brich Achritim. Brich Hassanim. How long could you do it? Is amusing Marshal. Marshal says, just like after you eat, how long could you bench? And you're still satisfied from the eating. So I think we're marriage. As long as you're still satisfied from the marriage, you could do it. So I have no idea how long that is. I know it's at least 43 years, that I know. But
why is it as long as you have your tefillin or tallis signs?
You mean like it's a bracha?
It's a state of marriage.
Okay. Well, it's a question of birchas hashvacha, birchas hamitzvah. So. But the Hamakna says, kala b'lei bracha, as long as she's called kala. He's mesupik if kala is the whole first year, but kala is 30 days. He says, not more than a year, she's not called kala b'lei bracha. So he says, as long as she's called kala, you can still do the bracha. Okay, it doesn't come up much, this whole echetimtza. But al-kaparim, if there's no minyan, this is the bottom line, this techem, and it's memorable, because this techem writes, I was at a wedding, and I didn't let them do the wedding, and I went home, and I saw I made a mistake. And yes, Danny. So we didn't talk about that. And according to Rav Avadia, when they're doing the Yichud Rum at the end, how are they doing the Berachas Hasanim earlier? So we're going to wait till Siman Samet Beis Sif Aleph, because the Kasha is a legitimate question. And so we'll see that how we explain that is also to explain why we can do the Chuppah before the ahead of time. We're doing the Chuppah before the Bracha. Not the Chuppah, the Bedekim before the Bracha. So Yitz Hashem, we have to come back to that. Okay.